You know, Yael, I'm always amazed by how much light our moon reflects.
Well, Don, having a few mirrors up there probably helps.
That's the Lunar Laser Ranging Experiment. In 1969, Buzz Aldrin placed a 2-foot-wide panel of mirrors on the moon. Those small mirrors, called laser retroflectors, probably don't reflect much sunlight, but they do reflect a laser beam from observatories around the world. With the photons from that laser returned and captured by those observatories, researchers have learned a lot about the moon and the Earth.
You sound up to date on your space news. But here's some exciting information. Beginning in 2021, NASA is sending up some all-new retroflectors. Instead of a panel of tiny mirrors, these three new panels contain one large mirror each. That'll help researchers be even more precise with their laser.
The Lunar Laser Ranging Experiment has been running for over 50 years. I guess it's about time for an update. But if I know NASA, they'll have a lot of goals for these new mirrors.
Absolutely. These next-generation mirrors will aid the study of general relativity, of the lunar interior, and maybe even of dark matter, the mysterious substance that makes up much of our universe. They'll also help NASA's plans to better map and navigate on and around the moon. It's all part of the plan to get humans back on the moon by 2024.
Now that's some space news I do know. NASA wants to get astronauts on the moon and then use that knowledge to eventually send humans to Mars. Back to the moon and on to Mars.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.